And it is time for School Talk with Superintendent of Schools, Goshen County, Ryan Kramer. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What do you have for us this week?
Oh, a number of things. We have congratulations to our local basketball teams. Torrington High School boys came up a little short for qualifying for the state tournament, but congratulations to them for a really good season of growing. They are a really young team, and we will continue to watch them in the future. Congratulations to the Southeast boys on their Constellation Championship. They won this last Saturday. Also, congratulations to the Lingo Fort Laramie girls basketball team finishing runner-up in the state final game. And finally, congratulations to the Southeast girls winning the 1A state championship game this past Saturday. This past weekend, indoor track also took place for state, and we brought home some champions from that event also. The girls 4x2 team of Natalie Hawes, Trishelle Poncharello, Alyssa Wondercheck, and Brooke Osmus placed first and also broke the state record. Harper Bokey placed first in the shot put. The girls team placed second as a team in 3A. The Wyoming FFA Region 5 Public Speaking Leadership Development Event was held yesterday in Casper, and the Torrington Lingle FFA group did very well. In prepared public speaking, Sarah Birdsall was champion in extemporaneous, I got it, public speaking. Addie Hansen was the champion. Both Sarah and Addie have advanced to speak at the Wyoming FFA convention in April. The girls represented themselves, their FFA chapter, and schools very well yesterday and was pleased with their performance. I'm sure Mr. Groney will be very happy that I had that pronunciation, you know, in the public speaking.
Well, yeah, so, well.
Yeah. I didn't need your help this time. I was fortunate.
You were close.
All right. We have some upcoming dates to be aware of. LaGrange Elementary will host a parent night tonight at 5 p.m. with carry-in, snacks, and appetizers will be served at 5:30. Start at 5:30, and then those items will be served at 5:30. Students will rotate through reading stations where community members will read to them and ask comprehension questions. Parents will have a Title I meeting to discuss the budget, schedule changes for next year, and give feedback on instruction and the four-day calendar. Lingo Fort Laramie will host their math night from 5:30 to 6:30 on March 12th. Torrington Middle School music concert will be held on Monday, March 11th. Flex Choir and 7th and 8th grade choir will perform at 5:30, 7th and 8th grade band at 6:15. Southeast will host their K through 4 and junior high band concert at 6:30 p.m. on March 11th. Also coming up, we have Lincoln Elementary's Kindergarten Roundup. And we held at Lincoln Elementary School on March 18th through the 5th, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. On March 25th and 26th, they will stay open until 7:30 p.m. for those late registrations into the evening. Registration is available in person and now online. Children must be 5 years old on or before August 1st, 2024, to be admitted to kindergarten. However, if your child turns 5 between August 2nd and September 15th, please refer to the district policy 5101. Please provide a copy of birth certificate and shot records by email, fax, or in person for the registration. Again, March 18th through April 5th, 7 to 4, and then March 25th and 26th until 7:30. You can reach them at 307-532-4003 with any questions. Or if you want to email them, you can email them at lincoln-office@goshen1.org. As we talk about the activities happening this upcoming week, the Torrington girls basketball team qualified for the state basketball tournament and will start their run at the tournament today at 9 a.m. this morning. On Friday, Torrington girls will play the second game depending on the outcome of this morning's game. On Monday, Torrington Middle School will start track. Track is open to 6th, 7th, or 8th grade students at Torrington Middle School. Also on Monday, Torrington FBLA will have their business meeting from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Mrs. McGuire's room. On Tuesday, Southeast will host their kindergarten roundup. Also on Tuesday, high school softball will hold their pitcher day at 4 p.m. At 6 p.m., indoor track will have their end-of-year banquet at THS on Tuesday. Then also on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, the Goshen County School Board will hold their regular March meeting in central office. Prom dress and tuxedo donations are still needed. Dresses, tuxedos, shoes, belts, jewelry are all welcome and accepted. Please contact Ms. Racine at Torrington High School for drop-off information. You can call the school to get a hold of the office at 307-532-7101. The prom dresses and tuxedos are available for free for students to use at the upcoming prom festivities. If your student is interested in seeing the available tuxes and dresses, they can see Miss Racine, Jaden Wonder, or Audria Derby for questions. An appointment setups in room 217 at Torrington High School. We have some new job opportunities for immediate openings, and some of those have been posted also for the district for the 24-25 school year. The immediate opening that we have is a full-time custodian position that is shared between Lincoln Elementary and Trail Elementary. We are also now accepting applications for the 24-25 school year for a special education teacher shared between Lingle and Southeast schools, a Lincoln Elementary teacher, elementary music teacher at Lincoln Elementary, two special education teachers at Torrington High School, a half-time business education teacher at Southeast, a half-time social studies teacher at Southeast, a secondary math position at Torrington Middle School, the principal position at Torrington High School, a science teacher at Torrington High School, and a half-time LaGrange Elementary teacher along with half-time special education teacher at LaGrange also. Please visit the district website at goshen1.org and click on job opportunities for the most up-to-date list of openings. Also, please visit goshen1.org or our Facebook page for the most up-to-date information about the school district. Number of things going on. Lots of congratulations as the state culminating events are closing up and finishing off, and we have some awards giving out, and our kids did a fantastic job this last weekend.
Yeah, they did. They did a great job. School board meeting next
Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, 7 o'clock at the central office.
Okay. Ryan Kramer, Superintendent of Schools, Goshen County. I'll let you get back to work. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Appreciate it.
You bet.